Good Molly.
Zarin Wall and Sky Shovels. Hello, boys.
Sun Monani, happy Tuesday, all that kind of stuff.
Eta, Eta, and Johnny.
Eta, Eta. Nana, Nana. How's it, how's it?
Just want to check. Moon, the same this morning. Nothing changed. Have we?
It's still stunning. No eclipses yesterday.
Before we go any further forward, I just want to apologize. Yesterday, you might have heard Mike V on Early Breakfast this morning talking about his moon excuses.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a really good picture of the moon because I can't get a good picture of the moon. I get a tiny little dot on my screen and like, wow, look at the moon. And everyone else posts these beautiful pictures of the moon. So I went to the building.
And you got a Samsung.
Asking people, can I see your moon? And people were like, I beg your pardon. I cannot see my moon. So I want to apologize to sales.
Okay.
I want to apologize for the first time when Dad was like, sure. So, guys, I would love to blame the moon for what happened to me yesterday.
You can't. Why not?
No, I can't.
What
happened? This is just, and this is why I'm telling you, because especially for you, if you're sitting at home, and I'm not your cup of tea.
Yeah.
This is your permission to laugh and actually point. Recently, my vehicle was sold. So, what happens when you have a sponsored car? Someone buys it, right? So my vehicle was sold, and old Dill from our vehicle place, he was like, Miller, can you please come switch it out? So they give you a different car in the interim just to drive around.
Yeah. And that's why you're unbranded.
Yeah, I'm unbranded, but the car that I'm in was quite an upgrade from the one I had before. Mm-hmm. However, I haven't bought the car, so I don't have the driver's manual, and I'm not sitting there going through all the different functions as one does.
Yeah.
So then I'm going to try it in yesterday or just before then, and I'm driving, and as I'm driving, my car starts taking over. Like, from a movie, it's the steering wheel. I'm watching the steering wheel move. Like, I'm watching it happen, and I'm not doing it. And I'm like, I don't want to be that person. I'm supposed to be representing, you know, Ford and everything. But I'm like, this is a death trap.
This
is horrific.
Yeah.
So do I pull over? Do I not? It's pulling over itself. Whatever.
Yeah.
I get to where I'm going. I phone Dylan, and I'm like, listen. Something bad is happening. Something bad is happening. I take a picture on the light. There's like this car, like a emoticon with red and green on the side of it. So I'm like, bro.
Start your conversation. Did you see that movie, Christine?
No.
Yeah, this is happening.
So yeah, full on Kerry mode, right? Anyway, so Dylan comes from Waterfall, right?
Yes.
From Waterfall, drives to Umhlanga.
What?
Yes. Comes to the car, gets into the car, makes me get into the passenger seat. Yeah. Okay, let's sort this out.
Yeah.
Two things happen, guys.
Yeah.
He says to me, see this button, that's called driver assist.
Yes, park assist, yeah.
So driver assist is what happens when you're on the lanes. It keeps you from crossing.
100%.
So if you fall asleep, it corrects yourself.
Correct.
And it turns off when you do one thing.
Yeah.
Put it on a flicker. That's all I had to do was change lanes and use a flicker.
Yes.
So...
I don't want to be that guy. But
I got service with a life lesson yesterday, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hang on. Does this mean you're going to start using an indicator?
Oh no. I'm turning the park assist off.
Oh. Okay. Good to see. Karen, Kerry, and
Sky. Sorry.